Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight. Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
I don't like to bring up this stuff because this is personal, this is a police situation. Told you about the alleged allegations of peeping in my home. I believe somebody might be looking in my home. Ever since I moved in this home many years ago, I told you about that I have, I had no idea that I was living around people who didn't understand boundaries. It's a Latin man or Arab man in my building who didn't understand boundaries. Or so on, but I also realized that is exactly true. Some of the neighbors in my building didn't respect my boundaries. It is also the same for these clients who are going to Cornerstone, this San Fernando Valley Mental Health Center. They have mental problems and they're dangerous. They're nothing but antisocial criminals who've been in and out of prison. I don't want them coming over to my condo and these other people who may have committed some fraud or something, say they got $75,000 committing fraud on my music. My music is protected. Well, I'm gonna tell you who are looking in and who may be part of these alleged allegations. The San Fernando clients are definitely part of it. They are sick and dangerous people. I have not want nothing to do with that center. They up there saying they want a leader. I'm not their leader. Comes out William Lindley all the time. These eight belong in prison, coming over here looking at me as some target because they don't have a jealousy or some person they can throw something at. You know, it's not fair for me to be targeted by people who I worked with or haven't seen for like 20 years ago. I don't want nothing to do with mental health because of this experience. It is true about those stereotypes. Some of the mentally ill are dangerous. It is true. Low-functioning, dangerous. They're criminals, they're convicts, they're thieves, they're murderers, everything. I can't work as a counselor anymore because of it. And they outside said that they were peeping in my home. Well, I ignored it, but then I realized if that's true, that's wrong. You can't have no transmitter, no wire, telescope, whatever instrument to look in this property. I owned the property for almost 20 years, very high functioning. I would never authorize anyone to do it. And I heard another thing. Someone have lied to the police, said that she was a social worker. You know what? That's a bunch of bull. Social workers can't peep into other people's homes, so they want to watch me clean it. The woman is a dangerous garbage who should have been locked up in prison. If they don't have their own home and they're homeless or living in an apartment, then they should have stayed in prison. They should not even be at the San Fernando Center. And I think they hang out there looking for victims, feeling sorry for themselves. And unfortunately, a percentage of the mentally ill clients are dangerous. They are very dangerous. I would never even consider working in mental health ever again because of this experience. It was horrific. Those clients at the San Fernando Center who keep going over there, hanging out, thinking they're going to have a leadership, only cause more harm than good by their actions that they take. I wish I never had worked there or been a part of it. Everything a part of San Fernando Mental Health for me has been a bad experience. It's a traumatic experience that I will never forget. But for me to get over it, I had to move on, and I have. I will never be there again. I hope all of them get arrested. Now, for people in my building who I respect, Unit 16, I heard gossiping from James Gray, who lives there. I don't know if he done it, these alleged allegations, but he and his girlfriend should not have peeped or looked in my home. 15, they should not have looked in my home. 17, 18. In other parts of the building, they should not have looked in my home. He's a gossiping outside. They told the management I did not want anyone to look in my home. They told me to call the police. I did several times. Several times I told the management no one to look in my home. I told people in this building no one to look in my home. I put it on my window, no one to look in my home. It's a private area. But they continue to trespass. I have this dangerous low-life garbage. They're Latino, Mexican, white, who continue to come over to my condo out in a car, saying that they're looking in my home, saying that they're a social worker. A social worker cannot look in someone's home. They could get fired. It's against the law. Just you can look in my home to see me clean. That is disturbing. I'm a law student. I'm a very highly educated, very independent person. She cannot look in my home. No one authorized to look in my property. Whatever, 10, 11, 12, no one's authorized to look in my home. I don't care what the board or the builder said. They hear this broadcast. These criminals keep coming over to my home saying things and saying that they can peep in it. It was not authorized. I am tired of this. This has been going on for years. And the police have been told this. They came over several times. I own this home, only one person. And when I have a dangerous bunch of criminals finding a car, making up stories that somebody else owned the property, it's a lie. They made up lies that I was a criminal. I'm not. They made up lies that because I do podcasts or because I'm a celebrity, that's not a good excuse to be a criminal. 7307 Haskell has to be cleaned up. They have people in this building who don't understand boundaries. They criticize my health, my mental health. My mental health is perfectly fine. I'm sick of these dangerous low-life criminals making up stories and making up stories of false allegations about my health. They up there coming over here lying. And this includes criminals on this street, Haskell. My home is not for them to look at or listen to. They are alleged dangerous. They are definitely stalking me around in the car everywhere I go. They follow me around in a car. I don't know why these criminals follow me around everywhere I go. Care what they say. It's against the law to peep in my home. I don't want to deal with that. You know, if there's black criminals or that racist person who keep coming over here. So again, 15, 16, 17, mind their business. 18, 19, I'm going to say the downstairs floor. They cannot look in my home. If I bring up somebody's name, it's because of allegations. I didn't allow it. 16 cannot look in my home. And it includes the criminals from San Fernando Center. They should be locked up in prison. They're looking for victims hanging out on their Havenhurst and Sherman Way. What are they doing up there? I don't care because the liable situation is that I did mention someone's name. I said in my previous podcast, I do not use other people's names. I have used the names, but I said alleged to protect me from legally. But he cannot, James Gray cannot look at my home. David cannot look at my home. Okay? And this continues. This could go into a lawsuit territory. And I am not going to step back from, because I should not be targeted by dangerous idiots or dangerous criminals who don't understand reality or understand how to live in this country. You don't follow me around. You know, that's wrong. I don't even know why. There's nothing here. There's no excuse. You also have these other people in the neighborhood coming over here. That is no excuse to look at my home that I bought. I own for nearly 20 years. I didn't do, nobody else owns this property. They, you know, they got fraudulent, they got criminals in this area. I don't want to live in this area. They're looking for some victim. They're out there laughing right now. It's illegal. It really is. Again, I don't allow no transmitter, no device to look into this property. This is my private life. Even though it's alleged, it's my right under law. I would never do that to another person to get nosy or because you don't have a home. I'm dealing with those people from both keep coming over here talking about they don't have a home for 20 years. And those San Fernando clients who I used to work with 20 years ago, they can't move on with their lives. So they're dangerous and disgusting individuals. I can't believe that they came over here and did what they did. There's no forgiveness. Leaders, they need to be in a penitentiary. Believe me, they delusions about me being a director. I was never interested in being no director. I could never be no director of crazy people like that. All they do is hurt people. They hurt people. And they're up here in the car driving around saying things that are illegal. Again, I don't regret this broadcast. I'm sick of these allegations. My home is not for them to look at, whether I clean it or whatever. I'm a grown man. This is the United States of America. This ain't no fucking Mexico or some other country. You don't tell me what to do in my home, what I do in my life. Go back to your country. Some of these are immigrants. They should go back to their country. I mean, I'm sorry to say that. They shouldn't live in America no more. When you deal with adults, you don't go up to the adults and tell me what to do, a grown man, where to work, where to do, how my home looks. I own the whole property. No one else is going to own this home. I owned it for 20 years, 2 or 3 years. It's still going to be the same way. These dangerous criminals looking at me because I'm in the entertainment industry or because I have a unique style bringing these false allegations. Some of these don't even know how to live in this country. And they live in this building. Don't even know how to live in this country. Can't mind their fucking business. Little Connell keep coming over here looking at it like, oh, I don't own it or whatever. They're looking at state penitentiary or prison time, making up false racial profiling, kept lying that I was in South Central. I never lived in South Central. Follow me around with lies. Won't they go back to their country and learn how to live their country? Now, the white supremacist was out there, too. He's out there saying, oh, I need to hang out with my own people, whatever. That's racism. I don't want that type of person around me. They're dangerous. The police got to do something about this. This has been going on for years. You got to learn how to live in this country. It's about respect boundaries. Even if it's alleged, it's been the gossiping perpetuates. These people don't know the difference between right or wrong or how to live in one of the most powerful countries in the world. They don't know how to live in this country. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. Learn the language or leave it. go to jail. The others need to go to jail because they refused to follow the law. That's all I need to say.